We return to the vault to find an explosion of population. New merchants, new faces, and brand new secrets revealed. The relation between Billy Bob and Winnegan is finally made clear. And Winnegan also starts a new relationship with everyone's favorite super mutant, Gertrude. Ah, how wonderful. But the troubles aren't over yet. The Gek unit still needs to be deployed, and a grouchy, crotchety old man seems to stand in the way. What will we find out this episode of Binder Cthulhu Fallout?
Dun dun dun.
Yeah, wonderful little recap there. Thank you very much.
And it means that Beverly is the everyone's second favorite super mutant because Gertrude is the first favorite.
The last.
You think Winnegan isn't going to say Gertrude's her favorite? Please.
That's fine. I'm sure there's at least one Beverly fan out there.
Oh, there is. There is.
A Flower's wife.
Yeah, me. basically, yeah.
Alright, so you have your mission set. The Overseer has paid you for the previous installments, I guess.
He paid us a whopping 2,500 caps. Could you believe it?
Nobody can believe that.
It was 500.
And I wasn't allowed to barter. I find that very insulting, Cap. It's the Winnegan only thing Billy Bob is good at, damn it!
Winnegan and Gertrude have found that their stash has been confiscated. Billy Bob has been drinking and gambling with the guards. What do you do now?
We're going to need energy protection if we're going against robots.
Am I with them or still with the guards?
Very true, my love.
You can be with them if you want to be.
I've got plenty of vault security guard outfits just for you, Gertrude. Don't worry. There's plenty of them. We can patch together a suit for you. Don't worry about that.
I have decent energy resistance. Could use something better for my head.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to hear any criticism from you.
No criticism here.
I'm glad
to hear it. Sorry, I just came out. I'm sorry.
I'm a bit grossed up by that.
You're contributing to it.
I know.
Anyway, carry on, Cap.
It was Jay. Jay, continue, Jay.
It's one Scottish person or another. Which one? Who knows?
Yeah, carry on yourself.
All I need is a helmet. Anyone else need additional energy resistant armor?
I've got a vault security guard helmet. Ready.
Does he?
And some Jimmy hats.
I don't know if I want to know what that is.
It's a condom. Jimmy hats are condoms.
Those will take. Wait.
That's actually what Fallout calls them. Like, they're actually called Jimmy hats in Fallout.
Yep.
So I've basically got no energy damage resistance, except from...
Yeah, I've got two on everything except torso and head, so... Down to the bazaar, I reckon. We haven't got the most funds to work with.
Well, I might be obliged to loan you all some caps if you behave yourselves, I and Gertrude and Winnegan. Because I've got 329 caps.
We'll see how much everything costs. Also, that'll be the first time you've paid a woman not to have sex.
Aw, snap.
Oh.
We'll come give your granny a kiss.
I don't think that is the first time, actually.
And that's really weird that my grandma comments on my sex life. I'm just going to go ahead and say, and I find it very, very strange. And a little gross.
I comment on the lack of it, perhaps.
Oh, granny burn! It hurts worse from your grandma. Oh.
You're being home a nice young lady, Billy Bob.
Right, to the bazaar.
That he is.
As emasculated as Billy Bob is, he does.
Yep, an emasculated Billy Bob heads with the team out to the bazaar. As described previously, it is bustling. Lots of different things around. Traders from all over are making their livings here. Overseen by some of the Vault Tech guards, Billy Bob notices that they seem to be in brand new vault suits. Not the same uniform as the other guards, but they're making do with what they have left.
I wave as I go by. Pleasure having fun with you guys. It was a lot of fun.
They nod and wave back. Despite the loss, they did have fun. So there's the pizza place. There's lots of different vendors all around. What would you like to do first?
I suppose armor's the first port of call.
Energy resistance from robot.
Yes.
And more explosives.
I suspect I'm going to have some trouble there as well, because most mechanical things are resistant to energy damage themselves, aren't they? My primary weapons are laser-based. Armor first.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, your laser musket does have piercing as an effect.
Fair.
So you just have to hope that you get a wee face on your... on your damage rolls to ignore that energy resistance.
Fair point. Right, Beverly, you needed armor. I need some as well. Gertrude, are you alright for it?
Physical, yes, but as I say, energy, no. Energy could be a lot better.
What is your energy resistance?
The most is about 2, but it's on average about 1.
Ah, right, yes, we all need armor then. Is there like an armory that we can, an armor shop, a blacksmith?
Yeah, you do. You are able to find an armorer. He is he's set up across from the pizza place, I guess. And he takes a look at Gertrude. He looks at Gertrude and says, "I don't have the kind of armor that's going to fit you, big lady."
Would it be possible for you to adapt her existing armor, add pieces to it to make it more energy resistant?
He looks Wenigan up and down. And you feel a little bit uncomfortable at first with him eyeing you in such a way, but he's not eyeing you, he's actually eyeing your vault suit. And he says, those vault suits have some pretty good energy resistance. If you could get me a couple of them, I could wrap them round her current armor. And that should do the job.
Sounds good.
She is technically wearing a leather suit still, isn't she?
I assume I've possibly... Do I? The leather suit didn't cover everything, so I still had some vault suit stuff on.
Yeah, your leather was over your vault suit.
Yeah, it was like arms, I think, mostly. No, it was a torso I found, yeah. Leather bodice.
Are you still in the gimp gear?
Yeah. Have been the whole time.
Yeah, just gimp gear over our vault suit, yeah.
Right, alright then. Is there anything you could do for me? I need a helmet of some sort, preferably.
Helmet. He starts looking around. He said, "Did I hear you say you're looking for energy resistance?"
Yes, there's only one energy resistance on the head piece I've currently got.
He's looking around. Nothing specific to energy resistance, but I do have this combat helmet here. He dusts off an old, like, army helmet. An old military helmet. He says, "That'll cost you 25 caps. And this is a combat helmet. It's got a sort of green camo on it, and it does have physical and energy resistance of 2 each.
Oh, yeah, yes, 25 caps seems more than fair for that. I'm happy to make that deal.
Alright, excellent. 25 caps for a combat helmet.
Delightful. Beverly, you need armour also, but if you didn't have armour that would fit Gertrude,
I guess we'll need to find some vaults for you as well.
Yeah, just wrap me in rubber.
Yes, essentially.
The armorer does offer to like wrap her in leather, but for each piece that you buy, so if you were to say if you wanted one piece of leg armor for Gertrude, he's going to have to wrap three pieces together in order to make it fit her. So you'll have to, if you're looking to buy leather armor for her to get that energy resistance, you'll have to buy three of each type just to make it fit Gertrude.
I think we might be better looking at the vault suits. Your like the armor you already have, we don't really want to trash and get something new, since it's decent.
Adaption would be better, yes.
Yes. Technically, they are supposed to supply you with a vault suit when you join up, but I doubt that's going to fly given your stature. We can fill with the others and see what we can come up with.
That looks like a bit three gimps.
Alright, so we'll head out of the store and then refer back to Billy Bob and the robot that we need energy resistant vault suits.
Alright, excellent. So what about Beverly? What's Beverly doing now?
Yeah, she's been looking to get a bit of armour. She's not super enough, she knows some protection sort of thing, but I think she's basically just trying to find a bit of
armor. Alright, so this armor isn't able to get any metal pieces that will fit you, but like I said, if you want to stitch some leather together, you could buy a piece of leather armor.
Or we get the bolt suits and put those together.
Well, that's just for Gertrude, because she's already got armor on, so the vault suits would be wrapped around her armor.
Because I've literally only got the head and the arms. That's all I've got. and the bow, actually. The chest piece.
Yeah, your big metal titties.
Oh yeah.
I don't think I have anything on my arms. I just have like tanky like stats and whatnot.
You're fuck A and fuck B.
Didn't you get armor back at
legs? Because
I got the arms.
Yeah, we had to half it.
Yeah.
All right. So what's next then?
Billy Bob, Handy, do you know where we'd be able to get vault suits?
You know, it's really ironic that you are asking me when we're in your home.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
But you're a thief.
Mom, should I remind you that the laundry department is on the fifth floor?
I'm a lawman, not a thief. Fifth floor.
Oh, I don't know about that. You got our stash taken away.
Billy Bob, you constantly play strip poker with people. Was it that absurd for me to expect you to do the same?
They willingly gambled their possessions away. That's legal. Stealing is wrong.
Did you get another pair of pants?
Lots of gray areas.
I should have plenty. DM, do I have more?
Yeah,
clothes?
They are security suit trousers that go over the vault suit, so...
Ah, fuck, right, not right.
They're just regular trousers.
Right, we could go to the quartermaster. He's supposed to give you them, but fuck knows if he will, given two of your super movements. You might give Billy Bob one if he asks.
I'm all right, my booty shorts and my crop top.
You must wrap up, or you'll get a cold otherwise.
Thanks, Grandma.
Yes, put some mittens on. We could raid the laundry department, but that would be illegal. If we get caught by the guards, we're going to be in trouble yet again. The second time in many days.
Yeah, the overseer can only let you off with so much.
Mm. Why not go and talk to the overseer? You want us to knock this old man off? We need some goodies.
Usually they consider the caps to give you all the goodies they'll get. Also, he's kind of... You can't really just wander into the overseer's office. He's a busy
Sure man. You can. Let's go give it a shot.
Uh-oh. All right. I suppose so.
All right. The team trundle back into the vault, back into the overseer's office, where they do. They find him sat at his terminal, tapping away at his computer, just as before. He looks up and asks what they're there for. Oh, hello again. What brings you back to my office?
We require vault suits, actually, for our new members, the ones that don't have them.
Ah, nice to see you're finally going to be representing the vault colours outside, he says to Gertrude and Billy Bob.
Nah, I needed some good toilet paper for out there, and this is really soft.
Extra layers.
Yeah, just speak to the quartermaster. He'll be happy to give you one each. I don't think we've got one that'll fit you, though, talking to Beverly and Gertrude.
We'll try it anyway and see if we can't a patch or something for them out of it. Right, to the quartermaster we go.
Oh, see, easy as tie. I told you it'd be good.
Yes, the quartermaster is in his little box, and you ask him for some vault suits. He does. He gives you one vault suit each, and he turns away unconcerned as to how Gertrude and Beverly are going to actually put them on.
Right. How many did the blacksmith say we needed for each of you? I think it was two.
Yes, he said if you could get two vault suits, then he'll be able to wrap them round Gertrude's armour, which he's already wearing. And make it all blue and yellow, and make it energy and up the energy resistance by two.
I assume that would be the same for Beverly, then.
Yeah. Just on the armour pieces you already have.
That means we're one vault suit short.
Can you get ballistic weaving with the vault tech suits?
You can get treated lining, which is what you're going to have in this one. You can get the resistant lining, protective lining, and shielded lining. So that's different. The difference is it's all energy and radiation damage resistance you can get in the vault jumpsuit. No ballistic weave available.
Okay. Is that like normal clothes? Because I did notice there was like ballistic weave was an armor mod, but I thought it was like...
Yeah, ballistic weave is an armor mod for just your regular clothes, yeah.
Okay. Like the synth clothes from Fallout 4.
Yeah.
Alright. Sorry. Continue. Okay. I was curious.
Right. Quartermaster, how much would it cost to get a spare vault suit for myself?
Ah, a spare for yourself? Absolutely no problem. How much would that cost? You know what? I think it's... that's quite cheap, actually. I think it's... Depending on how much energy resistance you want, it's going to be 10 for the regular one, another 10 for 2 energy resistance.
So
20. The officer said you had to give them to us.
They have to give you one, but yeah. One gets unlimited. I already have one.
Never mind.
Do I get one?
You're already spray painted with the logo. That's the most important. I'll happily pay that, and then we have two each for both of you. Right, back to that blacksmith we go.
Yeah, the armorer. He happily takes the vault suits off you, tells you he can happily get that armour all wrapped in vault suit material, giving that energy resistance for you. He'll do that for an additional 50 caps. But that 50 caps will cover all of Gertrude's armour and take away two of your vault suits.
I can pay this, but I feel like at least the two of you should contribute somewhat.
How?
You just got paid 100 caps each.
Oh, I assumed you had that anyway.
Oh.
You hold on. I thought Beverly will keep her own money.
I'm going to count on all that, darling.
So I've got money, everyone's money except for Billy Bob's, I assume.
I got 429 caps, so whatever y'all need, let me know.
It's fine.
And if you do all your chores, you'll get another 10 caps.
Really? Can we play catch afterwards? My dad never played catch with me.
Dad explains a lot.
Fatherless behavior.
He was your son-in-law.
Or son, you can't tell.
Yeah, I don't really remember. I didn't know grandparents on either side. I just knew mom and dad. Dad was pretty
wild. So Wenigan hands over the caps, Gertrude hands over all of our armor pieces, and the armorer gets to work on them.
I never knew my father.
He went to go get cigarettes and never came back.
That's what I was going to get. I'd forgotten.
I'll be right back. And it's the last waivers all win again.
No, Grandma, no!
Come back as a different character.
Okay.
Can
flattery over, please continue, Cap.
Yeah, I mean, you've given the caps for Gertrude's armor, and Gertrude's given her armor over already. What do you do now?
Can I have some armor
kill
mods?
Time until he's done?
Okay, yeah, and both of you just talked to me at the same time there. What was that?
Go ahead, Jay.
I was going to take you all to Pizza Hut, but... I think we might have more business to conclude first.
I wanted to mod my... I've got leather armor all the way around.
Excellent.
I wanted to raise... I know if you increase the material to, like, studded leather armor, you increase the energy resistance and physical resistance, though.
That is correct, yes. Let's see, leather armor. You can upgrade it. You can get it rat sturdy. There's a heavy leather armor here. Is there studded leather? There's not a studded leather. There's a sturdy or heavy. I think sturdy. I think we're saying the same thing there. Studded or sturdy.
Well, hold on. Let me send it to you. It's one Morpheus puts in. Modifius. They actually send this chart for...
It might have been changed in later editions.
Yes. This is the one that...
Yeah, it might just be in the Mephidius rulebook here.
Yeah.
Let's see.
This is a comprehensive list that someone made, and Modifius actually put it in there.
Alright, yeah. Hi. This is like additional to the rulebook I've got here.
Yeah. This is what I've been using for a lot of my... This is actually really handy. Little.
Ah, this is quite handy, yeah.
I like it.
Just been using the rulebook. This would be easier to search things on.
Mm-hmm. And I looked at leather armor, and they have like leather armor material, which is like studded leather. It goes down from boiled, girdled, treated, shadowed, and studded.
Yeah, so they'd be taking this from like the Fallout 4 game and adding that into the Mephidius game.
Yeah, I've noticed that. So whether or not this was like homebrew or not, I didn't necessarily know. I couldn't really tell. But a lot of like their weapon mods were like actually in the TTRPG. So what was going on?
Yeah, so that kind of the one that you're looking at, the studied one, it sort of matches the heavy leather armor pieces. Mm-hmm. So you're talking 4 energy resistance and 3 physical resistance.
That would just kind of increase 1-1. I'd like that.
Excellent. So you want to just go get some heavy leather armor?
Yes, if I could.
No problem. The armor has the heavy leather pieces ready for you. It's got 2 leg pieces, 2 arm pieces, and a chest piece ready to go. Looks like they'll fit you quite well. It's going to cost you 75 for that chest piece. It's going to cost you 30 for each leg piece and 28 for each arm piece.
Can Gertrude modify the Dildominator?
That would be...
You probably can, but I'd like to maybe try and do this armor exchange first before we do that.
191 caps. Modified. That's what it'd be, 191 caps. I do believe.
That's correct, yes.
Okay. I will get... Well, how about... 179 caps, because I got 429. It will give me an even number. Can I barter?
That's interesting. Just to help yourself, go on, barter. Ask him nicely. Mm-hmm. What do you say to barter?
Tell you what, I've only got 179 caps on me. I know it's 191. What would we say I give you this 179 caps? And I'll give you the old
armor. Just pretending
armor.
You don't have any other money. That's a good one. I like that.
And
and you're going to exchange your old armor.
Yeah. I just figured I'd just swap and swap.
You know what? That exchange, he's happy with. You don't have to do a barter check for that.
Makes
the exchange is enough to get that down to the price you want.
Because then I don't have to barter to sell it back. So I was like, eh.
Yeah.
Just go for it.
Part exchange, so what was that, 179?
179
plus the leather armor. Go for it. That sounds like a good deal.
All right, I have an even 250. Perfect.
All right, so that is 3 physical and 4 energy resistance you have now.
Hell yeah.
Right, anything else from Billy Bob first before we move on to Gertrude?
I am perfectly fine. That's all I wanted.
And Winnegan, was there anything that you wanted for yourself?
I got my helmet. I'm fine.
You got your helmet. Excellent. Gertrude is getting her armor wrapped currently in some energy-resistant material. Is there anything else you wanted, Gertrude?
Upgrade the Dill Dominator.
Upgrade the Dill Dominator. Now, let's just have a wee look at the stats you've got on your Dill Dominator at the moment, because this is already a custom weapon.
What would modifying the Dill Dominator yes. look like?
You have to find somebody that can actually modify
and
this.
Get a box of nails
stick
out.
A taser in it.
Oh.
Right, so a melee weapon strength. It's basically a sledgehammer, but with...
with finesse.
I wasn't going to say that, no.
I don't think there's finesse in that, quite.
There's something.
Alright, let's see. I'm going to check my... because I think there's a good upgrade that I'm thinking of here. Ooh. For the sledgehammer. I think if you know the games, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Oh, is it the rocket?
I'm thinking we can probably add maybe a rocket onto the end of the Dominator.
Belland.
King Albert.
Extra penetration.
Winnegan's just shaking with joy.
Joy, fear, same thing.
Unami.
Alright, I'm going to get you to roll for this one. You're going to be looking around this market, showing off your Dill Dominator to everyone and asking them if they can upgrade it for you.
Can you upgrade this Dill Dominator?
What do you think? What kind of roll do you think that will be? It's definitely going to be luck, but what skill are you going to use to try and get this?
That's a good question.
Melee weapon? It's related.
It's related. It is a melee weapon, but you're going to have to describe to me how that fits.
So I would see it as if kind of comparing the other melee weapons around to find the best match for the potential of upgrading it. So looking at the wares, and because Gertrude knows her, you know, melee weapons, it's the only thing she uses. So looking at, like, shit ones and good ones, I guess you'd kind of know the difference.
Okay, and what does she do?
How do you mean?
Like, how does she go around looking for this?
Just kind of, like, browsing to see what there is, really. It's,
Okay, I'll allow that. You know your melee weapons, you're browsing, you're not actually interacting with anyone right now, so we'll just do a luck versus melee weapons to see if you see something you think might work.
Two successes.
You get two successes, excellent. No, you did not find the rocket I was thinking of, but what you see interests you. Now, you find somebody with some broken down synth weapons, and they have sitting out is a perfectly removed stun pack from one of their electric stun batons. You have the idea that you can electrify your Dill Dominator.
Okay.
Now, because you've got two successes, you've managed to find the blacksmith that does have the skill to install this. This will cost you 260 caps.
Ooh. It must be a reason.
What that does is that gives you an extra 2 damage dice. Plus,
oh, that's dangerous.
You can gain stun as well, so on any face dice rolls, you don't only get the vicious attack, you also get stun, which makes them skip a turn.
Ah, that needs to be done.
We can afford it.
Can we not?
We can afford
it. Oh,
We can do it.
It will leave us a bit broke, but we can do it.
We have the technology.
We have the gips.
You said 250, right?
260.
260. Billy Bob, could you barter that a little?
All right, here. I hear this is.
We can.
I will take care of it. Don't you worry.
Damage dice.
Anything for my meemaw. I promise.
And
making up for all the Thanksgiving she missed.
And her lover.
Alrighty. You said this is going to be 260 caps. Now, you and I both know that seems a little bit of a hogwash right there. How about we go down a little bit more? You get what I'm saying? Go down just a smidge.
You think this is hogwash? Why the hell should I do that?
Well, you see here, I'm somewhat of a celebrity around here, so you know. I'm the guy that brought back the Gek, you know. I'm kind of a big deal, if you get what I'm saying.
Do it for exposure.
All right, I'm kind of a big deal. That's an interesting one. So give me the barter check. This is going to need two successes.
Oh, damn.
Your second success will get
you. There's two successes.
Oh.
All right, 10% off in that case.
Well, 260 actually, so it'd be $238. What are you thinking? What do you think, Winnegan? We go a little bit farther down?
Sorry, how much did you get it to?
It's down to 238.
That's pretty fucking good. I'm fine with that.
I think. Am I wrong? Hold on.
Wait, 20%
234.
20%. Is it 10% or 20%?
I'm happy.
Yes, 234.
Yeah, 234.
I'm happy enough with that. At least with a little stipend.
All right.
And I'll hand him over the caps.
All right, that's another load of caps gone. Yeah, and Gertrude's pretty much stripped at this point. She's got her weapon taken off her. She's got an armor taken off her.
It would be 208 if it's 20%.
It's not 20%, it's 10.
Oh, right.
Gertrude shipped. What a shame. How terrible. Oh, do I have the money to take you all to Pizza Hut still?
I'll cover the Pizza Hut tab.
Fair enough.
All right, before everybody goes to Pizza Hut, Beverly and Nurse Handy, are you doing anything in the bazaar?
No, I'm pretty good for against robots, considering I am a robot.
I don't know, guys. I saw Mr. Handy with legs the other day.
Don't you tell me that.
Yeah, they're called Protectrons.
Oh, hell, Protectron sounds like a good idea. What if we turn him into a Protectron?
Mr. Handy.
Winnegan, what do you think? We have all kinds of opportunities of things we can do here.
Go hug wild.
Meemaw says it. All right, you're getting legs.
Can he be a horrible spider abomination that crawls on ceilings and shit? I think that'd be fun.
All right, now.
Unfortunately, there's not a robot that fits that description in the Fallout lore.
Hey, it's got sentry legs. Kind of like spiders.
Fair enough.
All right.
There is a scrap trader with some Assaultron legs that you could replace the thruster with in the robot if you wanted to.
Pin it down, stick them on.
So it'd just be a legs with a ball and some arms coming off of it.
Hold on.
Oh, these are just fully human legs. Oh.
It's ascending.
Hold on. It's coming. Uh-oh. Just wait.
Cursed.
Well, actually, Assaultron legs look like this.
Yeah, oh, yeah, okay. That's right.
That's actually a Protectron legs. The second one is Assaultron legs.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Get him the pink.
The first one was Protectron legs.
Barbie girl.
So what do you think, Mr. Handy? What do you think?
Makes sense.
I'll stick with my thrusters.
All right, load them up to put the legs on.
No.
Yep, the Mr. Handy unit doesn't get a choice in the matter. Winnegan, Billy Bob, are you changing? are you changing it to legs?
Everybody pinning it down.
Come on, Meemaw, I don't ask for anything.
I'm fine, I do not need modifications.
This is 100 caps price tag on this mod.
About 100
caps, please.
And it doesn't actually give you any bonuses at all. It just changes the way that you move.
Huh. This does seem a little wasteful.
But I think it's worth it.
It's funny.
I think it'd be cheaper to get you another dog. Do you want another dog?
You know what? I do like the idea of another dog. Wait, what about Snufflepuff? What do you mean another dog?
You'd
maybe
have
we should
two.
De-irradiate the other first one.
Shrinks.
No, because she might die about that, and I don't want to have to console her.
It's got 3 health.
Oh yeah, hold on. That should be back up to the maximum HP by now. Let's get Snufflepuff back up because.
What was her max? What was her max HP? It was like 6, I think, wasn't it?
Yes, I'm going to say that while you've been in the vault and spent your time here, you will have been healed up.
Oh, good. I'm not 10 HP anymore.
Yeah, we're taking this as a long rest. You've all been healed up and stuff.
Repaired.
I think it was 14 originally.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. So we could have 2.
Alright, well, let's throw this one in the trash, then go get another one.
What, the dog?
No, the Mr. Handy. Don't even suggest, Snufflepuff.
But I'm useful, I swear. I fulfilled my programming, I swear.
Don't
burn me out the jungle, I mean.
Alright, fine, we'll keep him. I guess you won't have legs, but just you know... If I get a better deal later on, you're getting legs.
Of course, darling. We do need... Well, we don't really need to do anything. Pizza Hut and or a puppy dog for you.
Yeah, you keep on forgetting about Beverly. Beverly, what was it you were doing?
Well, have I got the armor or have I not got armor?
What, currently?
Yeah, actually, I've not... The only ones... Because weren't they talking about getting Beverly and Gertrude the armor?
Yeah, so we've done Gertrude. For yourself, like I said, there's nothing there that will fit you. However, this armor is quite happy to strap together or sew together several parts of leather armor in order to make one part for you. So, for example, if you wanted a leather leg piece, you would have to buy 3 of them in order to get one.
Fucking hell. I've only got the head. I've only literally got head for armor, for energy, and that's only 1. I've got nothing else at all.
Wait, don't you have the jumpsuits now?
That's what I was asking.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've got, what, 1 jumpsuit left?
No, we have 4. They gave Gertrude 1, Billy Bob 1, and Beverly 1, and then I bought 1. That's 4 total, right?
Yeah, and then you use 2 for Gertrude's.
Which leaves 2.
Yeah, which leaves 2 left, yeah.
I thought you used 3 for Gertrude.
No, it's 2. I thought it was 3 and then Cap broke me.
So that covers...
Alright, well, what we can do is we can sew 2 vault suits together and give Beverly a makeshift vault suit, which would give you just an additional 1 energy resistance all over.
Add it to myself. Make sure for the don't have a. Would I have to do it like at 2 separate pieces?
Yeah, no. You should be able to select that affects multiple body parts.
Effects.
Just enter it manually.
That's what I'm down to do. Equip location. I've got head, arm, torso, left leg, right leg, arms, legs. Oh, there we go. Arms, legs, and torso.
Yeah, there you go.
So, energy resistance 1.
Fabulous, he's figured it out. All good?
Yeah. Yes.
Alright, and yeah, so you all want to go a wee trip to Pizza Hut?
Yes,
Pizza Hut.
And see if
Pizza
we can get
Hut.
My grandchild a dog.
Don't give me a happy meal.
I'm alright with a dog, I promise. Meanwhile, I'm okay.
Alright. Wait, what? No Mima. Oh, wait, sure, I did promise. I promised to let you to call that. Oh, never mind.
Okay, now what?
So the team go to Pizza Hut then, yes. After a successful day of shopping, Gertrude is now nude and has no weapon.
I'm wearing one of those pyramid hats, like, you know, the perfect boy hats you get in Fallout.
Yes, why not?
Yeah.
Beverly is in.
Step grandma, what are you doing with no clothes on?
Down boy.
Just kidding. I just heard that. It's like
Beverly is covered in a mismatch of different vault suit colours.
She's loving it.
Mm-hmm. Wendigan has her shiny new camel hat on, looking rather bizarre in her vault suit covered in gimp leather straps and an army helmet. It's very tank girl looking at the moment. Billy Bob, you don't get any you don't get any weapons, so your armor just covers more of you, but you can still see the booty shorts and the flowery shirt underneath it.
Hell yeah. Well,
and the robot was given a little hat with some propellers.
Yes. Don't forget my monocles. My monocle.
My monocles, a pair of glasses.
Alright, now listen here, Beverly. You can use the pinball machine when you eat all your pizza. Alright?
Start eating the pinball machine.
Do you have a great granddaughter now? What is this?
A pamper.
Yes, you go into the Pizza Hut and the chef is back in the kitchen throwing around dough into circles and firing them to ovens. She's working fast and firing all these toppings all over them. She smiles brightly when she sees you and waves from her place in the kitchen. And she says very loudly to the staff people that are taking your orders, "These pizzas are on me."
Ah, free food.
Blonde iron glasses.
Hell,
bankrupt within 10 minutes.
Hell yeah, I love this place already. Can we come here all the time, Meemaw?
Yeah, what kind of bizarre Fallout toppings do you order?
Mole rat chunks?
I don't know.
Pineapple.
I don't know. I like the mud crab. What do you think? What do you think about mud crab on it? Ooh.
Murder's
got a better taste.
I see this one here. It says iguana bits. Have y'all ever seen black iguanas?
Fly. I want black fly. Yeah.
What about this one? Chihuahua.
Yes, please.
I do like Mexican food.
Oh my, that so bad on all around. It was so bad.
Grilled ramen would be nice.
I'll have the iguana bits. We all got quiet after that. What the hell?
Yeah,
for drink, I think McDonald's Sprite specifically.
Everyone's checking the menu.
Yeah.
No suggestions of pineapples, no.
Pineapple.
Yeah, I want grilled ramen and mushroom. That sounds nice.
Oh, that does sound good.
Some ramen pepperoni.
Hell yeah.
Black fly and pineapple. Beverly.
No anchovies.
Yes.
I've not ever had an anchovy on a pizza.
Good.
I've never had anchovies on a pizza, but I figured it must be at least decent.
Yeah, I want to try it.
A lot of people hate it.
I've got two.
And I think they're correct.
I love it. I've got like two like, little jars of tin things in the kitchen. I'm staring at them right now.
I don't know. I just don't like tinned fish, I guess.
Flower just stares at his anchovies every time he's playing this game.
Someday. Maybe someday.
I'm snacking on them right now.
You will be mine.
Someday open kitchen.
Someday in the tin can.
God.
The anchovy.
Alright, well I'll get one large iguana bits, one large Brahmin and mushroom. What did you want, Gertrude?
Number nine large.
Number nine.
Number six.
All right, that's the number nine. That's the moot fruit and pineapple one. So it's kind of weird, but that's what you want. Fine, large number nine. Robot. Oh, you don't eat anything, Beverly. What do you want? What'd you say you wanted?
Black fly and pineapple.
Black pineapple
and anchovies.
Okay. All right. Well, whatever the hell she said. We'll go and get so four pizzas, four large pies, and we'll. And that'll
Same
do it
cheese.
For us.
Excellent. After you make your order, you see the kitchen just move into overdrive. You've got people just throwing the flour about, all these toppings going everywhere, the sauces being applied, they're fired into the big stone ovens, and you take your seats. Nice little repurposed diner booth. When all of a sudden, a very colourfully decorated handy robot thrusts its way over to you with a pizza in each arm, all ready at the same time. They're all fired in front of you.
Hey,
and you enjoy.
Hell yeah. You guys do know what iguana bits is, right, in Fallout?
Yeah, that's it. That's cut up iguana. No,
it's not, it's human. Something else. Yeah, that's it.
No, like, it literally is. That's the ongoing joke, because, like, they call them iguana bits, and they've done the research on it. It's actually human. It's cannibalism.
Yeah.
Ah, is that right?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure in one of the games, you go to the factory, and you find out that, yeah, it's just ground up humans.
Yeah, because it's like, there is no iguanas in the fucking Fallout universe. So it's like, it was like Oxhorn. Oxhorn had to do the in-depth analysis on it to find out, but yeah, it's clearly.
Yeah, funny enough, I'm pretty sure that's where I found it too. Oxhorn. He goes super in depth.
I remember there was the cannery that was canning ghoul meat.
Yeah.
So it was like, it was pretty much cannibalism for people who had turned into ghouls, so everybody was getting sick on the meat from the cannery.
Yep. One of those things.
One of those fun Fallout facts.
Yep.
Thank you very much. Yeah, so I guess once you've enjoyed your pizza, you have a nice wee day in the pizza parlor. You know, your bottomless drinks and your soft drinks, unfortunately.
Oh.
But
Winnegan, Gertrude.
So they know.
Reception in here.
So they know it's soft We're drinks. Once they leave, I'm putting whiskey in it for my flask.
Not yet, anyway.
But I'm already planning your hen party.
Oh God. Oh, no.
Because I assume I'm the maid of honor.
Oh, wait, what? My G-Maw's getting married?
Not yet.
Oh, my goodness.
Yet. There's plans for the
marriage.
Beverly's
goodness.
Just so innocent that when she sees two people banging, she just assumes that they're getting married.
I think the phrase "so innocent" than when she sees two people banging is a bit of an oxymoron. Not anymore, you aren't.
I get a feeling we're ending this on a wedding.
Oh, not this episode, we are.
We've
only been together one night.
The next Christ. Episode.
I would say take me to dinner first, but I guess you technically have.
What the hell? I'm paying for y'all's dinner date? This is bullshit.
Consider it the wedding.
It's free.
Yeah. You did offer, though. Good for you.
Thanks, Mima.
Good God.
Well, I suppose we set off tomorrow for the final bit of this. We've been looking for that Gek unit for so long, I'm not sure what we'll do after.
Well, we've got to go kill an old man. On Christmas.
Yay!
Oh God, I've got to get you a Christmas present now. Fuck.
Oh, shit.
I've spent all my money.
This goes back to the 477 birthdays and Christmases that I haven't gotten anything from you, so I find it's very,
477.
I've got quite a few.
477 Dalmatians. That's what you're getting.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
All right.
That's going to be a long song. 477 iguana bits.
Oh dear.
Anyone could be a mother, but it takes a real woman to be a deadbeat dad.
999 bottles of iguana bits on the wall. 999 bottles.
Yeah, so you'll enjoy your last meal of a pizza before you decide to head off. By the time you're done with your dinners, the armorer has fit the Dildominator with an electric pack. The pieces of armor for your, was it your legs? Yeah, aye. So all your pieces of armor are now wrapped in this blue and yellow material, giving you your energy resistance. So nice. Gertrude is able to dress herself again, ready for the road ahead.
I saw things about my step grandma I did not want to see.
Don't worry, I don't think the super mutants actually have genitals.
They don't?
You haven't found that out yet.
Well, we can say G-Maw really likes her fur personality.
I thought you said fur personality then.
Yeah, alright, and if everybody's ready, we can move on.
Yeah.
Okay, if you have to, then it's fine.
Alright, yes, we will. The team begins their journey eastward, moving through a flat expanse of bomb-scorched earth that offers little comfort or cover. The horizon stretches out in cracked, barren soil, punctuated by skeletal remains of long-dead trees and the rusting shells of old-world vehicles half-buried in the dirt. The wind carries a chill, kicking up a dust and debris that stings the skin and leaves a metallic taste in the tongue. As they press on, a solitary structure looms in the distance. An old building, half-collapsed and defiant against the desolation around it. Its concrete walls are cracked and weathered, patched with makeshift repairs that seem barely sufficient to hold it together. Makeshift barricades are erected around the base, hinting at grim determination to keep something out. Drawing closer, the team can see the defences, for which Old Man McScrooge is infamous. Rusted patrolling robots, their movements jerky and erratic, but alert. Assaultrons with cracked visors scan the perimeter, while Protectrons shuffle back and forth with their slow, purposeful gait. A faint eerie glow emanates from the interior of the building, suggesting power still courses through its ancient veins. And we can end the story there.